This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, the story of a man with no non-Christian friends and what he did about it, as we study Joshua chapters 18 through 21. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Not long ago, I attended a Christian conference in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Two men were on the program to give a testimony on the subject of evangelism. The first man told about a challenge he and his wife had received in a similar meeting a year before. The speaker had asked each one at the meeting to jot down the names of five close friends who were non-Christians and then begin praying for these friends on a regular basis. He and his wife just sat there and looked at each other. They did not have five non-Christian friends. So they decided then and there that they would do something about that. They began to get involved in things where they could meet non-Christians. Some of their Christian friends were quite critical of their new endeavor, but they kept at it. The husband went down to the local gym and began to play racquetball. There he met a young lawyer, a cynical, secularized atheist. But through their time together, the Christian began to share his life and faith with his new friend. The lawyer was quite skillful in asking very hard, penetrating questions, and the Christian was quite skillful in answering. The lawyer eventually came to Christ, and these two men came to the conference and told this story. And then the lawyer told how he was now praying for a fellow attorney, equally cynical as he had been. He wants to share Christ with him. Naturally, everyone was quite challenged. I wish this story were not so unusual, but it is. We should hear testimonies like this all the time. But the truth is, they are rare. I'm afraid we're like the children of Israel in today's passage when Joshua said to them, "How long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you?" They had just set up the tabernacle at Shiloh, and yet there were seven tribes which had not yet claimed their inheritance. Apparently they were quite happy to sit around and live in a cozy fellowship with one another. Like the people who built the Tower of Babel, they had no desire to be scattered abroad and break up the old gang. They had lots of spoil from the cities that they had taken and could live the good life in ease and comfort. They had plenty to eat. They were safe. They enjoyed each other's company, a happy little fellowship. But Joshua's question to them is pertinent to us today. How long will we sit around in our cozy little fellowship? We need to be up and doing. There are thousands of lost men and women to whom we can reach out in friendship with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk. Daily Walk guides your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to walk with Christ and share His love with others. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Righteous Indignation versus the Benefit of the Doubt. Join us on Daily Discipleship.